You're listening to the PCJ Media Network. And whether it's the working week or indeed the weekend, this is
Finally Friday!
Hey ho, Yakimo! Hello and greetings from me, Neil Hendrikse, here in stunning Cape Town, at the foot of Africa in South Africa. Welcome to today's Finally Friday, where for the next 55 minutes or so, we'll be listening to some solid golden oldies. We'll also take a look at the teams making up Group C in this year's FIFA World Cup. Now just some 6 weeks away, and a bit later on, a new featurette, Where Were You?, when I'll recall some of the news-making events from the not-too-distant past, which won't be every week, but rather now and again. And today, in Where Were You?, we'll be glossing over the year 1982. So, later on, Where Were You in 82? But first, let's take in some music, three in a row to kickstart the show today, from The Times and The Marmalade. But let's ease into Finally Friday with Gabrielle.
There's my daddy, on the front porch with the lazy hound lying by his feet. And my mama's in the kitchen with the table already set to eat. So if you're passing close by, please come and join us, join our company. Stammer like a hammer, you can't understand the word that he says. So if you're passing close by, please come and join us, join our company.
Ooh.
The Times from 1974 with Miss Grace, The Marmalade's Cousin Norman from 1971, and Gabrielle with the 1997 cover of the Burt Bacharach Hal David composition for Dionne Warwick, Walk On By from 1963, opening that triple play. You're listening to Finally Friday with me, Neil Hendrickse, here on PCJ Radio Online via Live 365, also available as a podcast, which you can find at the bottom of the Finally Friday show page at the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. To contact me, mail finallyfriday@telcomsa.net, or if you're on Facebook, you can find me at the Finally Friday Facebook group called simply that, Finally Friday. Time now to take a look at the four countries who find themselves together in Group C in the first round of this year's FIFA World Cup in our World Cup countdown. Group C consists of England, currently ranked 7th by FIFA, 16th ranked the USA, as well as Algeria and Slovenia. Slovenia, who are ranked 29th, caused one of the greatest qualifying upsets of recent years when they knocked out not only Poland and the Czech Republic, but also Russia, to qualify for their second World Cup finals. After gaining independence from Yugoslavia in 1991, they qualified for their first World Cup in 2002, when they exited the competition after the first round, suffering three straight defeats. Aside with no big-name players, their qualifying miracle was built around a particularly mean defence, collective strength and spirit. Leading goal scorer is Cologne striker Novakovic, with other influential players midfielder and captain Corrin and goalkeeper Handanovic. Besides one match against England, which they lost, Slovenia have never played against their other Group C opponents. They start their campaign in Polokwane at the Peter Mokaba Stadium against Algeria, then travel 350 km to Johannesburg to take on the USA at Ellis Park before undertaking the long journey to Nelson Mandela Bay for their final group match against England. Captained by star player Yazid Mansouri, Algeria, who have never previously played against any of their Group C opponents, will start their South African adventure in Polokwane against Slovenia. Then they must travel the huge distance to Cape Town for their match with England, before travelling almost another 1,500 kilometres to Pretoria, Swane, for their final group match against the USA. This will be their third appearance at the FIFA World Cup finals, their best performances coming in their first finals in 1982, when they beat both West Germany and Chile before losing to Austria. But in their last World Cup in 1986, they failed to win a game and have yet to progress past the first round. They are currently ranked 27th in the Coca-Cola FIFA World Rankings. Coached by Bob Bradley, the USA are a well-drilled stars and stripes blend of proven internationals and up-and-coming players, who finished as runners-up in last year's FIFA Confederations Cup in South Africa, when they narrowly lost to Brazil in the final, having ousted pre-tournament favourite Spain in the semis. With appearances in 9 previous World Cup final tournaments, this year will be their 6th successive finals, though 4 years back in Germany 2006, they were knocked out of the competition after the first round. Their best ever World Cup was way back in the first tournament of 1930 when they made the semi-finals. Star players are Landon Donovan and top scorer Hull City's Altidore. The USA have never before played Algeria nor Slovenia, and in 9 previous matches against England they've been beaten 7 times. Their favourable itinerary sees them start their campaign against England in Rustenburg, before moving the short distance to Ellis Park in Johannesburg to play Slovenia, then travelling another short distance to Pretoria for the match against Algeria. Favourites to top this group, England, are managed by Italian disciplinarian Fabio Capello, who has had a huge impact on the national team in a relatively short time in charge. England's record in qualifying, 9 wins from 10 matches, in the process scoring 34 times the most qualification goals in the European zone, speaks volumes of the Capello influence. Shouldering a huge chunk of the goal-scoring responsibility is Manchester United's Wayne Rooney, who scored 9 times in 9 games, with midfield duo Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard weighing in with invaluable contributions. With a world-class defence, England's biggest weakness is probably the goalkeeping position, where they have still to find a regular, consistent top performer, and there are now customary injuries to key players at crucial times. After failing to qualify for Euro 2008, This is the last chance for the so-called golden generation of England players to win international silverware. This will be England's 12th World Cup finals appearance. They made their debut in Brazil in 1950, were their best finals after their 1966 World Cup win on home soil, coming in Italy in 1990 when they reached the semi-finals. In previous matchups, they have favourable records against both the USA and Slovenia. Their 2010 World Cup kicks off in Rustenburg against the USA before travelling 1,400 kilometres to Cape Town for their maiden clash with Algeria, ending their Group C matches another 750 k's away in Port Elizabeth against Slovenia. Who will progress to the next phase? I'll go for England as definite, with any one of the other three countries joining them. But if pushed, I'd have to go for the USA ahead of both Slovenia and Algeria. Next week, we'll continue our World Cup countdown with a glance at the teams making up Group D in the first round of this year's FIFA World Cup. For now, though, some more music from David Bowie and Janis Joplin.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the world. One day up near Celine Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I train all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, loud when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. La 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 la
Friday on the PCJ Media Network.
David Bowie's Let's Dance from 1983 and Janis Joplin up front, of course, with Me and Bobby McGee, a song written by Kris Kristofferson and Fred Foster, originally recorded by Roger Miller, and that Janis Joplin version was included on her album Pearl and was recorded just a few days before her death in October 1970. Now we're moving on to our new featurette, which I've called Where Were You? And today I'm going to scan through just some of the headline-making events of 1982. And these are extracts taken from a program I produced in 2008 called Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, which was broadcast over a South African-based internet radio station in early 2009. So, where were you in 1982? See if you remember these events. Probably the biggest international news story of the year focused on the South Atlantic Ocean, where a short 10-week-long war took place over control of the Falkland Islands. An English colony since 1833, the Falklands had been invaded by Argentina in April. And after more than 1,000 deaths, the Argentinians surrendered on June the 14th. As usual, the Middle East was in the news when on June the 6th, 2 days after an attack on the Israeli ambassador to London, Israel invaded Lebanon, forcing the PLO to abandon their power base in Beirut. On June the 21st, the death of Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev marked the symbolic end of the Cold War, while in England, Lady Diana, Princess of Wales, gave birth to her first child, Prince William. Here in South Africa, in March 1982, 16 National Party MPs who rejected P.W. Botha's so-called power sharing in favour of old-style apartheid walked out of Parliament to form the Conservative Party led by Andries Treenicht, while the establishment National Party tightened its security and control networks, leading to many arrests and detentions and a number of unexplained deaths. Wife of Mkhonto Wesizwe leader Joe Slovo, author and activist Ruth First, was killed by letter bomb in the Mozambican capital of Maputo. Labour leader Dr. Neil Agut was found dead in the security police cell after 60 hours of torture. And activist Barbara Hogan was found guilty of treason and sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. The ANC awarded its highest honour on the late Lillian Ngoyi, who in 1956 had led a march of some 20,000 women on Parliament to protest the country's draconian pass laws, while the South African Defence Force raided 12 alleged ANC bases in Maseru, capital of Lesotho, killing 41, mainly women and children, a move condemned by just about all Western governments. One of the biggest hits in South Africa in 1982, in fact the biggest hit in South Africa that year, spending 7 weeks at number one, was this one by Dr. Hook, Baby Makes a Blue Jeans Talk. By 1982, the popularity of CDs was such it started spelling extinction for vinyl records. While at the movies, two gender bender movies both enjoyed huge success. Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman and Victor Victoria starring Julie Andrews. Breaking all previous box office records, however, was the year's biggest movie, Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial, with a special effects revolution taking place in Hollywood, resulting in movies becoming increasingly influenced by computer technology. Was then 24-year-old Michael Jackson's Thriller, while both rap music and Diet Coke appeared on the market for the first time. Actress Sophia Loren was jailed in Italy for tax evasion and lost to the entertainment industry were Henry Fonda, Ingrid Bergman, Romy Schneider and Grace Kelly, who had given up her Hollywood career to marry Prince Rainier in 1956 in a car crash, her daughter Princess Stephanie surviving the smash. The top TV shows of 1982 were Fame, Cheers and still riding high in the TV popularity ratings was Dallas. In sport, Italy won the FIFA World Cup for the third time in Spain. Argentina's Diego Maradona became the world's most expensive footballer when Barcelona paid £5 million for his services. And in cricket, 15 rebel English players who toured South Africa in defiance of international sporting embargoes were banned from representing their country for 3 years, including Graham Gooch, Jeff Boycott and Derek Underwood. And Time Magazine's Man of the Year was Pac-Man. And now, to wrap up our look back at 1982, regular listeners to Finally Friday, expat South Africans in Australia, Alan Isaacs and his wife Vivian, got married in 1982, and they celebrate their 28th wedding anniversary on April the 24th. That's an incredible feat, both of you. And from me, hearty congratulations. That's really something. Happy anniversary to both of you. But not only is it Alan and Vivian's wedding anniversary, but also Vivian's birthday. And Alan mailed me last week to ask me to please dedicate a song to you, Vivian, for both your wedding anniversary and your birthday. What I've decided to do is play a song from the year of your marriage, the year of today's Where Were You, 1982, and then a song Alan asked me to play specially for you. First, a huge international hit from 1982 by Australia's Men at Work.
Have a happy day.
A fighter come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta take cover. Buying bread from a man in Brussels.
castle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land, 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 land. We just know and mention her.
Friday on the BCJ Media Network.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. In every way, and forevermore. That's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Yeah, especially for Vivian Isaacs from your husband, Alan, on the occasion of your birthday and wedding anniversary. Nat King Cole, of course, with the memorable Unforgettable from 1951, our 50s flashback for today. And before that, Men at Work's Down Under from 1982. Time still for our final musical offerings today on Finally Friday. Three great tunes from Styx, Barbra Streisand, and The Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain.
Finally Friday group on Facebook.
Street. start. How grand we are. Little by little we meet in the middle. There's danger in the dark. Making it a crime to be out in the cold. The love you're building up, you gotta be mine. We take it away. It's gotta be mine, and they just a matter of time. And we got nothing to begin to yield. Our love will climb any mountain, near or far. We are, and we never. And we got nothing to be sorry for. Our love is one in a million.
Eyes can't see that we
got a highway to the sky.
I don't wanna hear your goodbye. Don't wanna hear your goodbye.
I don't wanna hear. Say it once again.
and somehow try to smile. I know the feeling we're trying to forget, if only for a while. 'Cause I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hands, 'cause I'll be missing you. Babe, I love you. Babe, I love you.
Classic songs on Finally Friday, Styx Babe from 1979. Before that, Barbra Streisand's Grammy Award-winning Barry Gibb composition from her top-selling album of all time, Guilty, together with Barry Gibb from 1980, and from 1969, opening those three, The Doors, Touch Me. Thanks for joining me today. Do take care of yourselves. Have a fantastic weekend and a wonderful week ahead. And make a note to join me again next week right here on PCJ Radio, part of the PCJ Media Network, for another edition of Finally Friday. Until then, mooi bly julle almal, soet wees, veilig ry en goed gaan. From me to you, peace, cheer and joy. I'm Neil Hendrikse, saying cheers.
Step inside, love. Let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Come my way. Step inside, love. And stay. Step inside, love. Tired, love. Let me turn down the light. Coming out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I I'll always be here if you should need me. Night and day, step inside love and stay. Step inside love, step inside love, step inside love. When you leave me, say you'll see me again, for I know in my heart you will not be apart, and I'll miss you till then. We'll be together now and forever. Come my way, step inside love and stay. Step inside love.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues. And a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Coming up, Nash Hollows with Paulette Macquarie.